This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're bringing forth education into the world this hour and a half, and we got 24 and a half minutes left. So Ed's here, JJ's here, and I'm Tim, and we welcome you back to the show. And we need to go back to the phones, Ed.
Yeah. Ed, yeah. Tim is here. Yeah. I'm here, and the entire circumference of of Ed is here.
You would have to heard the last hour of the show to get that one, but most of you did.
Yeah, and I'm not repeating it, especially since it appears to be being applied only to me.
What do you call a bear with no teeth, Ed?
A bear with no teeth. Right. Oh, man.
Come on, Ed.
I don't know.
It's a gummy bear,
Ed.
It's a gummy bear.
Hey, come on, man.
See, I got one on each side of me.
I put that one on a
JJ to the left of me, clowns to the right.
I just put that corn ball on a tee.
Right in the middle.
You know what he did? He was at the garden thing there, putting that just like the Knicks, putting it right up on the glass for you.
That's right. All right, back to the phone.
Let's go to Texas and Johnny. Johnny from Texas is on the line. Johnny, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. Hi, guys.
Hey, Johnny, how you doing, my friend?
I'm pretty good. How are y'all?
Are you calling from inside your mailbox?
No. Hey,
wait, it's getting worse instead of better, Johnny. Oh, there you go. Bluetooth.
Yeah, I was Bluetooth.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Well, we can hear you clearly
now.
Hey,
he was one of the most famous pirates in the Caribbean.
Bluetooth?
Yes. Oh, look it up. You talking about plunder and pillage and all that silver and gold? He was stealing Bitcoin before it even came to the New World. Tinsel.
Johnny, where do you live in Texas, brother?
Just a little bit outside of Beaumont.
All right.
Yeah. God's country.
Sound like a country song.
Just a little outside of Beaumont.
Huh? She buy that album.
Oh, she broke my heart.
Just a little outside of Beaumont.
Yeah.
And she rode away on an Indian.
Right.
That was well played. Connecting the dots. Johnny, ask, answer, or
do ain't both. Indian with no name. No, I'm sorry. That's a horse. My bad.
I was going to say both, please. And I actually have a correction, too.
Hey, start with correction.
Yeah, go ahead. We don't mind being correct. We can learn
from our mistakes.
Yeah, we don't mind. This thing is about to turn dark, Johnny. Go ahead.
A few weeks ago, I don't know if it was a trivia question or what, but y'all were talking about the moon and if it rotates or not. And one of y'all, I think it was Ed, I'm not sure, said it does not. And I was like, it don't sound right. So I looked it up. I Googled it. And it actually does. That's why one side of it stays facing us all the time. It takes 1 month to go around the Earth, and that's one rotation. If it rotated, we'd see the other side, too.
It wasn't me, Johnny, because I don't know enough about science to have even guessed. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure who that was.
May have been.
Let's blame Bert.
He's not here.
Yeah, let's blame Brother Bert.
And let's also put him on a committee.
Yes, all in favor.
He's not
all
here. All in favor. Hey, Johnny, thanks for the correction.
Yeah.
What's the question? You said you want to ask an answer. Which one you want to answer?
The one about the patella.
Oh, here we go. Which bone is known as the patella?
Mm-hmm. The knee bone.
Yes, your knee bone. That's right.
Your knee cap.
Knee cap is what I've got
knee
here.
Cap,
but,
yeah. And I was just joking. It's Nutella is the peanut
Nutella.
Butter kind of stuff that I was talking about.
Well, and there's also a big old rat in Louisiana you can trap when you ain't trapping gators. You can get you some Nutella.
Or patella.
Nutria.
Patella rats. All right, what's your question for us, Johnny?
All right, what is the expansion rate from water to steam?
Okay, I'm just going to say, remember a few minutes ago I said I'm not good enough at science to even guess?
Yeah.
I have no idea what I just asked.
This is pretty easy.
Then you should have no trouble.
It's so easy, you're going to let your chauffeur answer.
Johnny, ask him. Tell him the question again.
What is the expansion rate from water to steam? Like 1 gallon of water will make how many gallons of steam?
All right, now these guys can answer what they want. I'm going to say six, Johnny.
Mm. All right, good. I'm gonna go all the way around, pass on that, and I'm going to turn it into a quick Devo. The Trinity. You got water, steam, and ice. Water's not steam, and steam's not ice, but they're all H2O. So people can, like, how can you explain the Trinity, the Godhead? It's water, steam, and ice. All right, go, Johnny. What's
those
the answer?
Are also Marvel.
Marvel.
Superheroes.
Superheroes.
Water, steam, and ice. Yeah.
No, it was a band.
You just see steam. He can go, man.
Steam and ice.
You know what? I'm gonna go with Ed.
Yeah, six, Ed. I'm six. That's six. Six.
I'm gonna go with the non-scientist.
That's right.
You guys, it's the blind leading the blind.
That's
Johnny.
It. Take us in the ditch. Johnny, what's the answer?
1,700. 1 gallon of water will make 1,700 gallons.
You're close.
That was close.
Yeah. 6 to 1,700.
That's what we say when Alabama wins 48-7.
We scored. And
we just ran out of time. We were about to come back.
Remember the Knicks?
Hey, Johnny.
So the answer is how many, Johnny?
1,700.
17, wow.
Okay, 1,700 what? What are
gallons?
Like of
anything. It's a cup. 1 cup of water will make 1,700 cups of steam. A gallon of water makes 1,700 gallons.
How do you get a cup of steam? I feel like I'm being played here. I mean, I know Johnny knows he sounds scientifically adept, but it also sounds like the kind of thing where somebody would sell me a bridge to nowhere. How do you have a cup of steam?
Now he's got me thinking. That's like trying to capture fog.
Hold on, fellas. I'm almost at Wikipedia. Just give me a second. I'll have your answer for you.
You know what this is, Johnny? Know. It's trust but verify.
So just quickly as you can, Johnny, because we do have other people waiting. What's a cup of steam? What does that mean?
What's that look like?
Well, it goes by volume. It goes by volume.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All right.
And this is why in the fire service we say steam is your friend, because steam will put out fire better than a straight stream of water will put out more.
No kidding.
Oh wow. Okay.
I'm a retired firefighter, and that was like they taught us that back in the 90s in the fire academy.
Oh, that's great. Hey,
well, know that
Johnny. Thanks for your service. One of my son-in-laws is a firefighter. So, man, you guys have a. You offered a great service. Thank you.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Who's next, Ed?
All right, we're going to go to Arkansas now, and David is on the line. David, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just got to tell you, y'all crack me up.
Well, like an egg, huh?
David, this is actually scripted.
Who are you talking about?
It's scripted, and we get most of our stuff off of ChatGPT. They write our lines for us.
Golly. Well,
I think JJ could teach ChatGPT a thing or two about jokes. So
I think so.
Where do you live in Arkansas, David?
I currently reside in Heber Springs, Arkansas, but I grew up in Mississippi, so I know what it means when that cowbell rings.
There you go. Okay. Yes, all sir. Right. Hey, David.
The dogs just scored.
Yeah, that's right, brother.
David, I'm going to go back to the Heber Springs and put on my Chamber of Commerce hat. Everybody listening, if you haven't been to that part of the country, that is gorgeous. It's incredible, and it is some of the best trout fishing in the world. People come from other countries to fish right there in the Heber Springs area.
Wow. Right.
Cliffs, beautiful river, all kinds of trout. You have these different kinds that everybody tries to get, like the grand slam of trout fishing. That's true, isn't it, David? David?
Oh, got you back.
Yeah.
Sorry, I lost you for a moment.
Yeah, okay. I said that's true, isn't it, about the trout fishing and the beautiful part of the country you live in.
It is. Definitely is.
All right, David, you want to ask, answer, or do both, brother?
Yeah, I'm going to do both. Several of them that I had have already been answered. I thought I had a good answer there for the corn, but I was going to say whiskey is one of those, but Well, I guess not.
He wasn't in the top three. Yeah. Well, I don't know how you know the answer to that question, but
there's a reason they call it corn liquor. Some of the folks, my cousin twice removed, he called it moonshine, but everybody else in the family called it corn liquor.
Corn liquor.
And if you really want to drink it right, you hang hold of that ceramic handle and you put it over your shoulder and lean back and take your big
like,
swig.
Like Davy Crockett.
That's right.
All right, which question do you want to answer, David?
Okay, well, I guess I'll have to go with a true or false. That way, at least I have 50-50 chance.
Yes.
All right, so my true or false?
I think I was smart there in Arkansas, right?
Yeah, what about the German chocolate cake?
Yeah, all right.
50-50, he figured that one out.
Okay, here's the question, David. German chocolate cake isn't named after Germany. Is that true or false?
I'm going to say false.
It is absolutely true. It is named.
What?
It is named after a specific chocolate invented by Samuel German. Mm-hmm. And the way the love for German chocolate cake spread is that there was a 1957 recipe that wound up in the Dallas Morning News. And from there, the love of German chocolate cake spread. So it's not even named after Germany.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I meant.
Yeah. That's what you meant. That's what you meant to say.
That's right.
I just love busting bubbles. That's just kind of what I do. Right. So,
David, what's your question for us?
Okay. Well, I have a couple, so I'll let you choose. Do you want a history question or do you want a math question?
I think history would be safer.
I'm not going to be able to.
These three amigos.
I'm going to go get a sandwich if we're doing a math question.
Math.
Or science.
For a math question, I just say boo, boo.
So Tim and Ed have a chance at this history question, David.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, all right. And you too probably, JJ, because it's a local question here, some local history. Back in 1963, there was a very, very important thing that occurred here in this area, and John F. Kennedy was actually here for a dedication that occurred about 6 weeks before he was assassinated. And I would like to ask, what was he here for in the town of Heber Springs, Arkansas?
Something was dedicated, said?
JFK was in Heber Springs, Arkansas. How many months before he was?
He was.
So he said 6 weeks.
About 6 weeks before he was assassinated. This was one of his last. Okay.
The president of the United States of America in Heber Springs.
Yeah. What would he have been there for, JJ? Do you have any? Do you remember that lesson?
No, I do not. But now the water and the river and everything is so significant. I wonder if there's a dam that's there that I missed, and it was a hydro dam or something that they put in, and he dedicated that. I'm just going to guess and say that.
Well, I'm gonna go with JJ because I don't really have a clue on this.
I'm gonna give you guys a little ammo. The whole segregation thing was going on, and the National Guard helping people go to school. And I know there are several of those significant things that happened in Arkansas. Maybe
that was in Little Rock.
Yeah, so maybe something like that happened.
That made national news.
Yeah, maybe something like that. A school, did that successfully. Yeah. Allowed.
I'm going to go probably with what you're talking about, something like a national park or a dam that was, brought energy to a big part of the.
So
go ahead.
I'm just guessing. What's the answer, David?
That's exactly right, JJ. You're exactly right. They dammed up the Little Red River. Greer's Ferry Dam was dedicated, and it made a 40,000 acre lake.
It
was done mainly for flood control, but it is a very, very big tourist attraction.
What's the name of that lake?
That's Greer's Ferry Lake.
Oh, yeah, Greer's Ferry. Yeah, that's the one I was telling you.
That's artificial then, man-made.
Well, but you got literal cliffs on one side, then it's lowland on the other, and it's just magnificent how beautiful it is.
That's right.
I don't need credit. I'm not looking for it, but I did have the answer also.
Yes.
Huh?
You went
with JJ.
David.
No, David just mentioned JJ. You're right. And I'm sitting over here knowing I had the answer too.
That's exactly right.
But I didn't want to jump in.
Act
like I'm bragging or anything like that. So I just.
It's a team effort, David.
Yeah, it's a team. Yeah. So anyway.
So, So you don't care to brag, but
no, I'm not going.
You don't mind getting your feelings hurt, and
well, I was just pointing out the facts.
Yeah,
there sure. You go.
Absolutely.
Hey, let me ask you one other thing, David. How far is that from the Buffalo River, like where you go canoeing and stuff?
Oh, golly, I just have to guess, but I'm going to say about 60 miles. Probably.
Okay. Just remember that as a child. I mentioned that before. It's one of those childhood memories. I went with my dad and my uncle.
I've been there. I took you a couple of trips with youth
to the Buffalo River in Arkansas.
To the Buffalo River. That was one of the most fun I've ever had.
It's stunning.
Now, didn't you teach at a Christian school in Arkansas for a little while?
In North Little Rock for one year.
Yeah.
Thought that was a Christian Scientist school.
No. I didn't do any science.
Is it the White River? Is that also through there, David?
It's north of him. Northeast of him. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Hey, thanks, buddy. And listen, we're at this portion of the Travel Channel is brought to you by. I encourage you to go to Greer's Ferry Lake, Heber Springs. It's beautiful, and you'll catch you some amazing trout.
By the way, that is Abundant Life School in North Little Rock, if anyone's listening.
Oh, there you go.
Where I taught.
Some alumni.
Tell you what, that White River you're talking about?
Yes.
I went up there, too. I'll just say, don't jump in that before you put your toe in. Okay.
Cold?
That's running ice.
Oh, wow.
And we went up there in the middle of the summer,
didn't matter
when I was like 19 or something, me and my buddies, and it was like 100 degrees, and it was only like 3 feet deep where we were. We could see the bottom.
Yeah,
just jumped in,
but it would take your breath away.
Put you into shock.
I told this story before. Tim's family and our family, we went canoeing on the Buffalo River
in Tennessee
a couple of different times. Well, one time they take you in a old raggedy school bus way down to where they put in the canoes and then come back to where you started.
Yeah.
And we're in the bus and surrounded by woods on all sides. And you never know you never know what's going to come out of Tim's mouth. Tim said, last time I was here, I saw Bigfoot right over that ridge right there. And he said, that's amazing. I'll never forget that for the rest of my life. Well, he's just talking.
Yeah.
You know? So some guy with no shirt on, suspenders, says, that ain't true. If somebody had seen Bigfoot here, I'd have known it. I've lived here my whole life. Well, him and Tim started getting into it, low-key, entry-level. He said, I'm just telling you what I saw. Well, they'd have told me down at the diner, because we talk about everything, and we've been hoping we'd see Bigfoot. And that went on, and it was just one of
you
the
You just
funniest.
Strung him along?
Yes. Tim? Wait, Tim stringing somebody along? Yes, he did, too. We arrived where we were going. He had that guy's blood pressure going up.
What I'm thinking
Tim, do you
is,
remember that?
Yeah, we were in a low-level argument. I insisted that I saw Bigfoot.
It was low-key.
And he was telling me that he didn't exist. Yeah.
Yeah,
but
you were,
this
were
story.
You right behind me or something?
Yes, he was. Yeah,
I've never heard this.
Oh.
Listen, my thought would be, if some redneck is arguing about that, I'm going to de-escalate.
Right.
I'm going to say, man, I was just kidding. But Tim goes, no.
We didn't come to blows or nothing.
You buffoon. I know what I saw.
No, I didn't call him.
He didn't call him any names.
I was
respectful. But he was saying, well, I know what I saw. This guy said, well, they'd have told me at the around the liar's table at the diner. Yeah,
table.
I mean, he was getting worked up.
Tim, that's funny. I wish I'd been there. Man. I would have been laughing my head off.
Yeah. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday. We got a few minutes left here. Should we repeat our questions? Have we done that enough here?
I think so. Let's do it because there's 7 minutes left, and we've been going on with a lot of crazy stuff.
Okay,
let's
go ahead.
Right, I just have two remaining. In the U.S. Navy song Anchors Away, is the anchor being raised or lowered? What's the reference there? And then second question, in the Trojan War, who won, the Greeks or the Trojans?
I've got one left. What baseball team signed a contract with Michael Jordan in 1994? If you remember, he played in the Birmingham area. That was the minor league team. But what MLB team signed him?
Speaking of baseball, this baseball player from the 70s, 80s, and 90s won 13 consecutive Gold Glove Awards and is widely considered to be the greatest defensive shortstop of all time. What is his name? Number two, what car model is the longest-running car model in production and has been since 1935 and remains popular today? 1935.
You going to add a question?
No, I'm not. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you did that on purpose.
Yeah,
didn't you? Yeah,
I did.
Trying to yank my chain.
Okay, let's go to Ohio, and Grant is on the line. Grant, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, or good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good morning. How's it going into Buckeye State up there, Grant?
We're getting some very pleasant weather today in the northwest corner, at least.
Yeah, I know there have been tornadoes all over the Midwest the last few days, like crazy storms. All right, ask, answer, or both?
Both.
All right. Which one do you want to answer, Grant?
I'll do the anchors away question.
Okay.
Grant, here it is. Yeah. In the U.S. Navy song, Anchors Away. Is the anchor being raised or lowered, Grant?
It's being raised. The boys are shipping out to sea.
Oh, right here right at the end of the
under
show.
Under the wire. That was the mystery question.
You got right under the anchor, Grant.
All right. Hey, Grant, I am going to sweeten the deal for an additional T-shirt. Two T-shirts coming your way.
Yeah.
Spell away.
A-W-E-I-G-H.
That is
correct.
What? Wow.
Hey, can you ring that cowbell one more time?
Yeah, ring that cowbell. Come on, ring that cowbell.
There you go.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Two T-shirts right here under the wire.
Under the wire.
Well, so, how'd you know that? How'd you know how to spell that?
Well, to weigh the anchor means that they were pulling it up, so they were hoisting up all that weight.
I thought it was A-W-A-Y.
That's why I asked if he could spell it.
And he did.
And
yes,
he did.
Sir.
Hey, now we're close to being out of time, so I know you've got a question for us, but when we're done, stay on the line, Grant, and I'll put you on hold. Cindy Roberts will get your information, and we'll send you out a couple of T-shirts. What's your question
for us? Okay, so you asked a question about the kneecap earlier. Mm-hmm. Here's a question about another bone in the human body. What human bone is not connected directly, like bone to bone, or by ligaments to any other bone?
And that is
the bone kind of hanging by itself.
Yeah, that's going to be in your eardrum. It's like a stirrup or something like that, but it's floating and it's not connected to anything, but it's an actual bone.
Is that correct, Grant?
Yes, but no.
Yes.
Yes, but no.
All right, we're almost out of time. You got to give us the straight scoop here, and then I'm going to have to put you on hold because we're almost out.
Yep. It's the hyoid bone in your throat.
The hyoid silver. All right, Grant, I'm going to have to put you on hold.
Yeah. Congratulations, buddy.
Congratulations.
You're just making that up.
No, I've heard it on hyoid silver. They turned it into a song with Tonto and the Lone Ranger.
All right, and people, the Trojan War, guys, who won, the Greeks or the Trojans?
Trojans.
The Greeks.
And Trojans had the horse, though.
The Greeks put the horse at the city of Troy.
Baseball team that signed the contract with Michael Jordan. Chicago White Sox. Tim?
The baseball player that won 13 consecutive gold gloves.
Ozzy Osbourne.
He did play, but then he became a singer.
Ozzy Smith. Got to eat lunch with him, got a chance to do a devotion. The Cardinals and the St. Louis and Cincinnati got to go to one locker room, then the other, and the next day ate lunch. Steve Hallman, our mutual
friend.
With Ozzy Smith.
Wow.
All right, what car model is the longest-running car model in production since 1935?
Cadillac.
I have no idea.
The Chevrolet Suburban.
The Suburban?
Really?
Since 1935, the Chevrolet Suburban has been hauling a bunch of kids around.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
All right, have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening to American Family Radio.